Now let's begin reading now at chapter 37, verse 1. Will you listen? The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Now we saw before that before Jerusalem was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, Ezekiel was transported to Jerusalem. And I don't think God had any difficulty doing that. If man today can make a jet plane that can carry you halfway around the world in half a day, I see no reason why God wouldn't be able to do something that would be compared, commensurate with who he is. And so I don't think he had any difficulty getting Ezekiel up and taking him to Jerusalem. Now, I believe that he takes him here literally because it says here, and he carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. I think that what he's telling us is that the Spirit of the Lord now carries him out to the valley which was full of bones. Let's take a look at this. He says here in verse 2, and he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Now, will you take a good look at this here? You remember the story about Lewis Manley and his partner by the name of Rogers? Back in 1849, they crossed Death Valley here in California to bring back supplies to the Bennett Arcane Party that was stranded. You see, this party wandered into Death Valley, actually by mistake. And they shouldn't have been there, and they would have all have perished had not these men crossed. Well, this tenderfoot from Vermont and his partner, they actually were the first white men to cross and to gaze upon the grandest scene of desolation and death that any two men had seen, with the exception of Ezekiel. Ezekiel, 2,500 years before them and preceding them, he was given a vision of another Death Valley, more desolate, more fearsome and awesome than Death Valley here in California. Now, the valley that Ezekiel saw was filled with dead bones. And the thing about them, it characterized them, they were very dry and they were scattered. They were all over the place. Now, will you notice what he says here? And he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Now, this is a group of bones here, scattered all over the place. They're human bones. And the question that's put to this man Ezekiel is, can these bones live? And actually, the answer of Ezekiel is, O Lord God, thou knowest. In other words, he said, I don't see how they could. It's beyond me. You alone know whether these dead bones can live or not.